In my lab, we're real interested in how our brains experience watching real life and participating in it. We study things like how you understand washing dishes or making a bed or navigating across campus. And that stuff can go really wrong in various kinds of neurological injury and brain disease. As we are studying this, we started making movies of these kinds of everyday activities to understand what was going on in detail. And as we were doing that, we realized that there were some differences between how people perceived real life and movies. There are some things that are special about movies, and that those themselves are super interesting.
All right, yeah. So tell me about that. How do movies work? How does something that's essentially fake and up on a flat screen kind of trick our brains into triggering the same kinds of emotional and sometimes even physical responses that we might have if we were experiencing real events?
One thing that I think is really exciting about films is that they plug into perceptual mechanisms that are tightly wired to our emotional responses. So for lots of us, we can see a visual stimulus on a screen and cry at a movie maybe more easily than we would cry at the same scene in real life. And that is totally perplexing. I think that one way to explain it is to say that movies hijack the same perceptual emotional mechanisms that we use to understand real life. And the second thing to say is that at times they function as overstimulators of those mechanisms. In ethology, there's a notion called the supernormal stimulus, which refers to the fact that sometimes you can take something like a bird's beak, and the baby birds, the chicks, will peck at a facsimile of the bird's beak, just like they would peck at their mother's beak. But then you can make a fake beak that's simplified and abstract and doesn't even really look like a bird's beak, but it's got like the red tip that's even redder than the real thing, and the baby birds will go crazy for that. And sometimes I think the way that movies push our button is by taking those aspects of the dynamic visual stimulus that we're sensitive to and just ramping them up.
There are some things in movies, though, that are really different from real life. For example, edits where a story might jump from one scene to another, or even within a scene where you see, you know, something quickly cut from one person's perspective to another person's. That's not something our brains really evolved to deal with, or is it?
Editing is a great example because in the whole history of human evolution, we never stared at a visual stimulus and had the whole thing replaced instantaneously with some completely different thing. But that happens like every 2 seconds in a modern action thriller. So why don't our heads just explode when all this crazy visual activity happens? And the answer is that there are parts of your brain that go crazy for those kinds of changes, but we're often almost totally unaware of them. And so there are other parts of your brain that come online and that we think are important for bridging over those visual discontinuities. And once you understand that, you realize, oh, this isn't quite so crazy as it sounds, because though we never experience the equivalent of cuts in real life, we blink, we get distracted, and our eyes move from location to location about 3 times a second on average. And each time that happens, you essentially go blind for about 100 milliseconds while your eyes are ballistically moving.
Wait, I don't understand. What do you mean our eyes move 3 times? What did you say? 3 times a second?
Yeah. So there are these things called saccades. Just watch a friend of yours sometime while they watch a movie, and you'll see that their eyes aren't sitting still, and they're not even most of the time smoothly tracking. What they're doing is jumping from focal point to focal point to focal point, on average about 3 times a second. And those movements, called saccades, take about 100 milliseconds. And during the time of the saccade, your brain basically shuts down all the visual inputs because the eye is moving so fast that the information coming in is garbage. And the brain mechanisms that evolve to deal with that kind of discontinuity in the visual input are what allow us to understand film editing